They beat him, so they slapped him, punched him, kicked him, did everything they know, everything they could do. Now think about this. Think about this. We have known people to get beat and beat, and they beat them to death. They die. But you notice they couldn't kill him. No man, no normal man could have taken this kind of beating and lived. Then they took him and put 39 lashes on his back. I was looking at TV last Sunday, and I came across the Passion of Christ. I saw the last part of it. They beat him that he was so bloody. And Mel Gibson did a pretty good job of presenting to the people what kind of punishment Jesus took. But it was beyond that, y'all. It was beyond that. But why did he go through all of this? And then, after suffering all of this, he did this so you, and me, we, and us. Did you get it? Could be free. Could be free. Be free from every attack in your life, be it spiritual, be it mental, be it financially, be it socially, be whatever. He did it so we could be free. And yet men have stood where I'm standing, not in this particular, I don't lie, I'm to stand here if they won't tell the truth. Amen. Have stood before people and told people lies that God don't heal today. He took that so everybody could be healed and be set free. He did that so every man could be born again. And men will not tell the truth. And it's about time that we hear the gospel truth. What really happened. Amen. We know there's plenty of members of the body of Christ on this earth are preaching this gospel. But we got some liars right there. And that's why people are so confused and so afraid right now. Somebody lied to them. Somebody lied to them. Somebody didn't live and it turned them off. I'm here to turn you on. To let you know. God loves you. Nobody will go through all of that and don't care a thing in the world about you, your well-being. I tell you who hates you. That lying devil. That's your enemy. He wants to steal your money. He wants to steal your family. He wants to steal your health. He wants to steal your relationship. He wants to steal your community. He wants to steal your state. He wants to steal your country. He wants to steal it and use it like a garbage bag. Scum and filth he pulls out, dressed all up looking good, but he's a scumbag because he deceived people. But I'm here to tell you, that's a redeemer in the house. There's a redeemer sitting on the throne. His name is Jesus. Because he surely, as I'm standing here and you are viewing me and you are seeing me, he got up and he's alive right now. And he's seated at the right hand of God. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to say this. And he will have the last say so. Laugh you may. Turn him down, you may do that. But he's going to have the last say so. But I want you to come. I want you to hear what he done and give, if you haven't done so, give your life to Jesus. Be the greatest thing you could ever do in life. If you don't, it'll be the greatest mistake you ever made in your life. And you'll pay for it throughout eternity. And eternity never ends. But if you receive him, you make him Lord of your life, you'll enjoy, you'll thank God for the rest throughout eternity. You'll be saying it over, I'm so glad. I'm so glad. I'm so thankful that I didn't stay a fool. I'm so glad that I heard the gospel, the good news. Hallelujah. Because see, Eric, you know, we're here, we want to do everything with dignity. We want to do everything with quality and professional and all that stuff. But none of that stuff will save you, though. Only Jesus. They just got through singing earlier in the open song, the blood of Jesus. That's the only thing you're going to do. The blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Let's go a little further. Mark Gospel chapter 14, verse 65. Listen to what Mark had to say about it. Still reading from the Passion. Then they spat on his face and blindfolded him. Others struck him over and over with their fists. I'll read that again. Others struck him over and over with their fists. That means with their fists balled up. And taunted him by saying, prophesy to us and tell us which one of us is about to hit you next. They knew he was a prophet. They knew, they seen him tell people things and it came to pass. Now here they are mocking. Ooh, God is so good. If I'd have been God and let him in me the way, thank God, God is God. I would have had to show him something right there. I would. But God is God and God is good and his plan is much better than mine. And you better say thank God. Amen. But listen, prophesy to us. Tell us which one of us about to hit you next. And the guards took him and beat him. They took him. I watched him. Jesus on the Passion of Christ. I watched them. He was carrying a cross, struggling with that cross. And they walked behind him, those soldiers just continued beating. Just continue hitting. So much and so he fell with the cross. They found this Simon. And they made him help him. And Simon helped him to get the cross to the place called the skull where they nailed him on the cross and crucified him. But here's what I want you to see. Because this is what the scripture is going to tell you this. That's the reason why I refuse to be sick. Sickness will come at you because there's a devil out there. This is what COVID-19 is all about. This is what this it and he and you know what he did? I want you to hear me now. You know what he did? He gave it a new name like coronavirus. Something we ain't heard. But the same devil produced the same evil. And the same devil has already been defeated by Jesus. That's why we don't have to be afraid of anything by whatever they name it, whatever it look like. Yes, it's real, but I know somebody is real. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So one of my spiritual father told me, I never forgotten it. When I was learning how to use my faith, because I grew up, I didn't know anything about faith. I heard it, but as far as walking in it, I had, you know,